Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A Heisman Trophy contender without doubt, Kenneth Walker III, transfer into Michigan State from Wake Forest. This dynamic start that he's had has been centered around, well, two great attributes, vision and patience. And his defensive coordinator, Charlton Warren, was telling us,
he doesn't just plug a gap. He lets the line work for him. He's 8 yards deep at times in the backfield in that pistol set. And he really lets the O-line do their job, and he gets the 3-4 yards line of scrimmage and makes an explosive cut and then accelerates full speed. He can go from 0 to 100 in a blink of an eye. He's very patient. He lets the O-line work. He makes a cut, and when he makes a cut, it's full tilt. He has the speed to bounce it and outrun you, and he has the power to run through you or spin out of a couple tackles.
Defensive coordinator for Indiana, Charlton Warren. By the way, Walker is the only player in the nation to rank among the top 10 in rushing touchdowns, all-purpose yards, and yards per carry. Very durable, this young man. He only needs 87 to reach 1,000 yards already. He's been averaging about 152 a game. He's a good one. Another guy that's pretty good is Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the airwaves looking for their fifth victory. They're in Philadelphia to battle the Eagles. Pre-game, 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Kevin Smart's South Soccer Panthers playing some well-inspired soccer as of late at the right time of year. They'll be out tonight to avenge a 2-1 setback in the regular season as they go against the Southport Cardinals in a regional semifinal at 6:30 up at Greenwood. And as of late, have hit the consistency mode. And as Coach Kevin was telling us, that's helped increase maturity, and the rest is relating itself into W's.
Well, we had a lot of guys step up, and we took it a game at a time. And each game brought new challenges and new adversities that we had to deal with throughout the season as we experimented with formations and guys in certain areas and combinations of guys. We were just kind of learning as we went, and you know, the boys showed their maturity of taking losses and learning and building off what they need to improve on and actually what we were doing well in those games, and that's why we're having the success we are right now.
Head coach of the South Soccer Panthers, Kevin Sparks, survive and advance and move forward to the championship game this Saturday, again 6:30 at Greenwood against Southport for the soccer fellows. Tampa Bay in Philadelphia tonight. That's our Thursday night football game. 8 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.